Sådär, ja. Så frågorna är på engelska, men du får välja om du vill ta det här på engelska eller svenska. Det är upp till dig.
Okej. Får jag dra din mamma skämt under intervjun?
Ja, helst inte.
Okej, jag ska försöka undvika det.
Ja, så engelska eller svenska?
Yes.
Välj en.
Jag håller mig till den. Ska jag välja nu?
Ja.
Engelska.
Ja. So, how old are you?
22.
What is your current occupation?
Student at Linköping University.
What do you study?
Study computer engineering.
Yes. Do you have any experience working within IT or with computers?
Yes, I am a systems administrator at the Computer Association Lysator at Linköping University.
Yes. Do you have an interest in computers?
Yes, I do.
How often do you use a computer?
Every day. Almost every hour.
Hmm. For what purpose do you usually use the computer?
Both work and entertainment.
Alright.
I program, I write things, I email, I watch movies, I play games.
Yeah. So, who or what do you think poses a threat to you in terms of computer and or information security?
To me, personally.
Yeah.
I don't know actually. I don't think I have any predators after me at the moment. No, I don't think so. Most probably someone wanting to get into a server or something I own to run their own shit on it.
Right.
I've had that sometimes, but yeah, mostly harmless brute force attacks.
So, why do you think you would be the target of a type of attack, or what kind of attack? Or
yeah, I think the most probable is the brute force attack against some server I own somewhere. I have actually not at the moment, but I usually have a few servers up, and they usually are brute. Someone is usually trying to brute force them. Other than that, no, not unless someone decides to target me.
Do you actively take any precautions in order to secure yourself against computer intrusion?
Yes, I do. For example, I have this GPG key card for encryption, and I have decent passwords everywhere.
All right. So if we move on to a bit more scenario like questions, let's say you notice an email has been sent from your account, but you were not the person who sent it. What do you think may have happened?
One, they spoofed the email sender. That's possible and not even that hard. Simple. They could have gotten some of my passwords and got into my email. That's also a possibility. Or I forgot my computer app and they sent the email from my laptop.
So why do you think someone may have done that? Or why do you think it may have happened?
Yes. Someone posing as me, I don't know what they would get out of it. But if I were in a situation where someone wants to pose like me, they could get a lot out of it, because the receiver would most probably be fooled by it. So,
All right. So, how do you choose a password? When do you feel your password is sufficiently secure?
8 characters plus. That is good.
So that's it.
At least. If I use an alphanumeric password with some extra characters, then 8, nice. Otherwise, if it's only text, then longer.
All right.
And if I really want to keep something secure like this, I go 40 plus.
All right. So, let's say you notice that someone's changed the password of your account on some random unimportant website. How do you think that may have happened?
Most probably because it's an old crappy password I might have used a long time ago, which I have, and they just guessed it or brute forced it. I actually had a break in at my origin account, like last week, but I don't know what they were doing, they just gave me the games and went away.
Alright. That sounds like a good deal.
Yes.
So, what would you do in response to a hypothetical event like that?
In this case, it wasn't hypothetical. I logged in and I changed the password and changed the email, I think.
Mm. Okay.
I got two games for free. I don't mind.
Mm?
Otherwise, change the password and change it everywhere else.
Mm. Yeah. So, let's say you receive an email that contains a link from a friend who normally does not send emails. How do you react?
What the
fuck? Oh, I just click, mostly.
Mm.
I mean, I use Linux. Not very probable that it would harm me.
Mm. Okay. So, would it have made any difference if it was a Facebook message or a Skype message instead of an email?
Okay, let me clarify about emails. I actually read the email before and see is this relevant thing to click on. That I do, yes.
Yeah.
And on Facebook and such, yes, I think I would be more inclined to actually press the link just because you're already in a web browser.
Mm. All right. So, how do you think computer intrusion happens?
I think we have two scenarios I think are probable. First, we have the automated attacks. You know, brute forcing SSH servers, brute forcing things, automatically trying every computer in the network. Then I think we have the highly targeted, highly skilled attacks, like 0 days and shit, just trying to get a certain, get some information from somewhere. And then we have the social engineering attacks. And I think the social engineering attacks are the most dangerous, in my opinion.
So why do you think computer intrusion happens?
Because I mean, we can't secure our systems. We can't, really. If we secure our systems good enough, we can't use them. And that's the, that I think is the problem here. On the social engineering part, I think people trust each other too much. And that's a problem in a certain sense.
All right. And what do you think of the the hacking that you often see in TV series or in movies?
Mostly bullshit. I think there have been some examples of actually decent hacking in movies. Like, for example, I think the Swedish version of Män som hatar kvinnor. The hacking was good, like it was somewhat realistic at least. And, but that's about the only example I have of realistic hacking in movies.
Mm. Do you have any own thoughts on the matter or anything you would like to add?
Social engineering in movies would be fun.
Mm.
It would raise some interest in the matter.
Yeah. So, are you fine with me using the audio file, or do you want me to transcribe this into text?
I'm fine with you using the audio file.
Alright, thank you.